Christian or Jew, Muslim or believer, unbeliever, white, black, yellow, green, everyone can accept there is death. Nobody ever argues and say that no, there's no. They're trying to cheat death. Where? 21st century empty heads. You think just because you discover some knowledge, just yesterday, you think you have the answers to everything. You don't even know what is in the water. You don't even know what is in the world. You haven't looked. You want to go up to the skies above. This is Nimrod. This is Nimrod attitude. You think we are the first ones who is trying to cheat death? They've been trying to cheat death for thousands of years. What the Egyptians they were doing? Building all those big things and building all that kind of technology? Well, we put up a couple of buildings here and there, and we think this is technology? The technology that they had with today's technology, we cannot make it. They're still wondering how they built this, how they built this, how they built this, how they built this. Not just in Egypt, in India, in China, everywhere in the world. They say, how is this possible? Because mankind, Allah is saying, look up, don't look down. Because you came from up, not from down. When you go down, understand you're going down for someone who is up, going sajda. That time, when you're up, you'll be able to see, you'll be able to know certain things. But the arrogance of 21st century man, saying that no, souls don't exist, there's no such thing as spirit, there's no such thing as gaib, there's no such thing. What we can taste and feel, five senses, that is real. Other than five senses, is not real. And they teach especially to the doctors. So everyone is thinking, I'm Nimrod. Everyone is thinking now, I'm Firaun. Now they're trying to cheat death, no? They have so much technology to say you can live forever. They say we can freeze your body. You know that one? Which one? Donald Duck, call him. Mickey Mouse, that one. They freeze his body. Because he wants to live forever. Just like the Firauns tried it, you know, with all their technology. They tried it 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago. They tried it, and they tried it for 1,000 years also. We just tried it yesterday. Did it work? No. With their technology that they're able to do things that you cannot even imagine, it's not working. They're freezing the bodies. And then one day, Allah is showing, hey man, you're weak ones. Don't think you are Lord. Don't walk on the face of this earth like a Lord. Be weak, be humble, and I will make you to become Sultan. If you are thinking you are a Lord, I will show how foolish, how weak, how stupid you are, by sending my invisible armies to come to make a fool from you, to make a mascara from you. Allah has done it over and over and over and over again. You pass the limit. All He sent was a little bit more extra wind. Finish. Over again, a little bit extra water. Finish. You pass your limits again. He's sending birds. Little birds. Finish. And now, He's sending cockroaches, bugs, insects to the Kaaba Sharif. Showing you are worse than those insects. Just as it's showing to Abraha who came with elephants, thinking he's going to destroy. There is a lord of the Kaaba. Coming so proud to destroy. And Allah just sent little birds with little stones from Jahannam. As touching them, and completely they disappear. Allah is saying, you in your proudness, just a little bit, just a little piece of stone, a little bird can destroy you. You, Fir'aun, you're so proud, just one cane can destroy you. You, Namrud, Namrud, one mosquito destroyed him, mosquitoes. And the signs, everyone is trying to look to see, but they're not. You're seeing, but you're not understanding. Because you're seeing with your ego, you're not seeing with the eyes of your guide. Now, why are you following? Allah now showing you, you think you are Lord of the Kaaba. You destroy, you build, you blow up all my mountains that my beloved loves. And you do anything that you like, you are acting like lords. And now it is not enough, you have destroyed, because only by destroying all that holiness, badness can enter. And now what they have? They want to be just like any other, New York, Paris, Madrid, Milan, they want to be just like that. To have what? To have the enjoyment and the corruption of this dunya in the Haramain, in the Hijaz. They want to return to Jahiliya. The first Jahiliya is not because they were poor or they don't know too much, it's because they became rich suddenly and they forget everything. They became rich suddenly and they forget everything. They forgot their honor. That was 1400 years ago. Exactly as happened now. They became rich suddenly and they forget everything and they just want to enjoy life. 1400 years ago, they were enjoying. They were enjoying life. They were passing their limits. They say, we enjoy life so much that things that is unnecessary, we destroy. Our children, even our children we destroy. Doesn't matter. And now they're doing the same. Subhanallah. Mashallah. What big progress. Never in 1400 years you have kafir rock concerts. Not one. Many. That all these proud ones, they're saying, we're the best, number one Muslim. You're Muslim? Yes, Alhamdulillah. You speak Arabic? No, you're not Muslim. First thing. And now the young ones are jumping up and down, man, woman, mixing, carrying woman, carrying man, carrying liquor, doing everything, oh, dancing, dancing, dancing in the Haramain. And people are still asking, is the Allahu Akbar, when appearances of Mahdi alayhi salam is going to come? Stop asking me these stupid questions. My question to you when you ask that is, what are you doing to prepare yourself? Nothing, you're not doing, then you don't need to know. Better that you don't know. You know, knowledge comes with responsibility. Allah, warning, showing that all those insects, cockroach or grasshoppers, millions, they're swarming, they're flying everywhere, covering the Haramain. Of course, these ones have no faith. They don't think of anything. They say, it's just that. But the Prophet used to shake when he sees a big cloud coming. Just seeing a big cloud coming, he start to have fear from Allah, because everything is a sign of Allah. These ones, they don't really believe. And what is Allah showing with those ones, with those insects? Saying, you are worse than the insects that I've sent. That is just a warning. It's not punishment yet. Punishment that is going to come is even worse than that, to show you how weak, how disobedient, and how foolish you are. I give you just a little bit of rope, and you're running around thinking you are lords of this earth. You think you are lord of the Kaaba, huh? There is a time for everything. Allah gives a time for these tyrants. Allah is not giving them 200 years. He's just giving them 100 years. He is not giving them 1,000 years. So one of the signs, if you have spirituality, is you remember death. Because you remember the beginning and you remember the end. Because the death, it is not the end, it is the beginning. If you don't remember death, if you're around people who don't remember death, if you're around a world that hates death and they don't want you to remember it, those ones who hate death, they hate Allah. They hate to meet Allah. Run away from that. But it is something that everyone can agree with. No one can say, no, I don't believe. They're trying. They're trying. Like I said, they try to freeze dry. Like they put, what you have at home, you put fruit and they freeze dry. You're preparing for Y2K. What's that? Huh? Mylar bag. What mylar bag? They freeze dry their bodies, but Allah is saying, hey, you weak man. In reality, in your physicality, you are the weakest creature that I have created. You are the weakest. The ant can carry its own body weight, they calculate, 27 times, I think. What man can? Even the chicken, you ever see the chicken? Summertime, they take out their feathers. They walk around with their skin. And then winter time, they put on their feathers. No. But man, they cannot even live in this nature. How weak. And that weakness must show the strength of Allah to say, yes, we are not, this is not our home. So that one, they freeze it, so easy. One day they came in and said, oh, there was a blackout, and now everything thaw out. You know, like you take out some meat from freezer to cook next day, and you take it like that. Start toying out. Oh, now we're in big trouble. Arrogance of man. No other creature in this world, in creation, thinks he is Lord. Everything Allah has created, the creatures in the forest, in the mountains, they hold on to Shariat. They say, this is my borderline. I cannot cross. If I cross, I'm going to get attacked. The creature saying, this time I can go out to look for food. Past that time, I must pull back. And they obey. They know the territory. They know the time. They know who it is. There's law. And everyone is obeying through the law except for mankind. Why we think there's no law? There's law and there's books for everything. You buy this phone, it comes with a book. This small thing, it comes with a book. It tells you what is the best thing to do and what is the things you should not be doing. Everything comes with a set of instructions. What about this? There is no set of instructions. Allah didn't send one book. He sends 104 books. Four major books, 100 suhuf, pages, let's say. Even if Allah didn't send those books, Allah sent your book, your heart, what you write inside, what Allah also has written inside here. If you don't, if there's no prophets being sent, no books being sent, no awliya came, just with what Allah has put in our heart, we will be able to find him. If a man thinks. Now, we don't want to live in a world that hates death, because that is unrealistic. because that gives you so much anxiety also. It gives you so much anxiety. Which one do you think is a happier person? The one who lives in a palace, knowing that one day he's going to enter into a prison? How do you think his life in the palace is going to be? He knows, when I leave this, and one day I'm going to leave this, I'm going to enter into a prison forever. You think he's going to be able to enjoy his palace? No. He's going to be filled with so much anxiety, depression, and everything. Which one do you think is happier? That one, or the prisoner who is in prison, and he's suffering, but it is said to him, one day you will leave this prison, and you're going to enter into a palace forever. Even his suffering that time is not going to be suffering. He's going to be happy. He says, Alhamdulillah. This is, world is a prison for believers. Alhamdulillah. One day we're going to finish this and enter into that real world. This is just a temporary stop. Very short. Very short. Temporary. We spent pre-eternity before we came here. And we're going to spend post-eternity after here. This is a brief stop. We came from a long journey, and we're going to continue that long journey. For those who are finding Allah and His Prophet, those that say, no, I just want to stop and rest, we say, okay, stop and rest. But we want to be with Allah. Our journey continues. It's not the end, it's the beginning. May Allah forgive me and bless you, inshallah. And make us to be sincere ones. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.